Okay, this is interview one with Lauren Jackson. Okay, how would you define racism?
To me, racism is basically saying or doing things that, like, exclude people of a certain race or just because, like, they have a certain trait that you don't necessarily like or that you're, like, not hip to, I guess.
Do you think it's an ongoing issue in today's society?
I definitely think it's an ongoing, like, problem. Like, racism is still around a lot. Like, it might not be as bold as it used to be back then, but, like, it's definitely still a problem.
And have you ever experienced racism at school or work or something like that?
Yeah, many times, actually. The worst was probably I had a random kid come up to me. I don't even know who it was, but they asked me, where's my cotton? So I was kind of offended. I wasn't really sure what to, like, say back to that, but I was just sort of like, okay, that was, like, really...
So it's offensive comments,
usually. I mean, yeah. Yeah, usually, like offensive comments, but I've never really had anybody just, like, full out, you know, hate on me just because I am black, even though I'm only half, but, you know.
All right. Has anybody discriminated you because you're multiracial specifically?
I mean, no, not specifically. Like, I guess many people in our grade probably don't know that I'm mixed. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've never had anybody just, like, full out, like, discriminate against me just because, like, I'm mixed with two races or anything like that. So,
okay. Do you think hiring quotas are a solution to racism? And are they an unfair advantage? Meaning that if you applied to a school, they would have, for example, 15 spots reserved for minorities only. Is that an unfair advantage or no?
I mean, I don't feel like it's an unfair advantage. I just think it's sort of keeping doors open for people that aren't necessarily always as fortunate as, you know, other races, not to, like, sound weird or anything. But I don't think that it's unfair. I just think that, like, it's another opportunity for us to be able to succeed in the world today.
Okay. That's good. How would you react if someone was being treated unfairly based on race, gender, nationality? Do you speak up or do you not?
Well, most of you know I'm probably really bold, but of course, like, I'd speak up, like, because the way I see it is you don't want anybody discriminating against you, so why would you discriminate against somebody else just because they're not, like, the same? They're not in the status quo.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to discriminate against somebody just because of the color of their skin or, like, their race or anything like that. So, yeah, of course, I'd speak up.
Okay. And do you think that we can stop racism as a whole, or do you think it's going to be an ongoing issue for a while? What do you think in the future plans?
For future plans, I don't think... The way I see it is there's always going to be somebody that's not going to like you, whether it's for the way you look or for the color of your skin. It doesn't really matter. But I feel like racism is always going to be prevalent in the world. Like, there's no way that we can completely stop racism because there's always going to be that one person who, like, just can't stand you just because, like, you're mixed or you're different than what they believe in.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so it's definitely really unfortunate, but I feel like racism will always be sort of an ongoing problem in the world. So, yeah.
Yeah. Any more comments or anything like that?
No, not really.
Have you personally ever treated one unfairly?
I mean, I feel like I probably have, but, like, I don't think it was really ill-intentioned. I think that maybe I would have said something that maybe would have offended somebody just because, like, maybe I don't have the same views or, like, as far as, like, religion goes or anything like that. But, like, I definitely don't mean to sound, like, racist or anything like that. It's just that sometimes the way you word things, it sounds sort of weird. So, like, you just have to make sure that you, like, really, like, use your words well and, like, know how to rephrase your sentences so that they don't sound like...
Yeah, that's probably the problem, too, is unintended, comments. Nobody understands.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
No props.